This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The last few years have been tough for dairy farmers, or maybe I should even say tougher, since the ups and downs of dairy prices often make the dairy business challenging. But things are especially challenging now. The price of milk today is less than it was a decade ago. To anyone out there who draws a paycheck, I ask you to think about having to live and fund a business on the same amount of money or even less than you earned a decade ago. That's what our dairy farmers are coping with. Fortunately, help is on the way via the new Farm Bill. The new Dairy Margin Coverage Program makes payments when the national income over feed cost margin falls below a set level. Based on the margins of the past 10 years, we know that the new program will provide more support than the previous margin protection program, which it replaced. Under DMC Tier 1 coverage, available on the first 5 million pounds of milk produced, margin guarantees are set at $8.50, $9, and $9.50, depending on the coverage selected and paid for by the producer. The average margin over the last decade was $8.11. So even the lower end of coverage on this top tier of the program will provide more certainty and support during a downturn. The coverage is also more affordable. The Farm Bill reduced premiums 30% for the top tier of coverage. The premium for a second lower tier available to those who need coverage on more than 5 million pounds of milk was reduced 88% in this Farm Bill. These lower premiums are meant to encourage more dairy farmers to sign up. A further 25% premium discount for dairy farmers making a one-time election of coverage level and amount of milk covered for the next 5 years sweetens the pot and ensures the Farm Bill will do its job, help more dairy farmers survive a price collapse, a feed cost spike, or a combination of the two. Every Farm Bill makes improvements on the last one. Farmers and ranchers weigh in on what has worked and what hasn't, and Congress writes new program provisions to afford the best possible web of risk management tools possible. The Margin Protection Program, created in the 2014 Farm Bill, was the first attempt to address tight profit margins. It was a good idea that just didn't go far enough to help milk producers with the market volatility that was headed their way. That's why farmers and their representatives in Congress get another whack at farm programs every 5 years, because markets change and so should farm bills. Another new risk management tool, Dairy Revenue Protection, became available last October, even before the improvements in the 2018 Farm Bill. Dairy RP already is proving to be popular with producers. The insurance product, run by USDA's Risk Management Agency and available through licensed crop insurance agents, gives producers a way to protect themselves from price drops, not just tight margins. In the first few months these insurance policies were available, Dairy RP policies were in place on more than 13 billion pounds of milk, 6% of the expected U.S. milk production for 2019. Farm Bureau is proud to have worked with USDA to create and launch the new Dairy RP insurance product. Dairy farmers need all the risk management options they can get. Just like row crop producers, milk producers now have the flexibility to use both programs in the Farm Bill and crop insurance together to survive the risk inherent in farming and dairy production. I'm saddened that these tools are coming too late for so many multi-generation family dairy farms that have shut down in recent years, but I'm hopeful that they will quickly come along in time to save many more from the auction block. Farm Bureau is working hard to communicate how important a timely Farm Bill implementation is for dairy farmers. I'm confident that these new tools will help an industry that is vital to consumers, our economy, and our nation's agricultural heritage. Feeding Minds Press announces the publication of its first book, Right This Very Minute, a Table to Farm book about food and farming, by award-winning author Liesl Dietzelfen. The book, studyingly illustrated by Renee Carrilla, explains to children how every minute of every day someone somewhere is working to bring food to their table. Right This Very Minute is geared towards children in kindergarten through third grade. The 32-page picture book follows children through an entire day of meals and snacks, with each one emphasizing how critical farmers and agriculture are to society. Hardcover copies of Right This Very Minute may be ordered online at www.dmsfulfillment.com/farmbureau/dms store/product/product detail/26233 for $17.99. Related materials available for purchase include an educator's guide, which includes 7 lessons that encourage students to dig deeper into thinking about where the food on their plates originated, and a snacks ag mag. American Farm Bureau Federation has released its top public policy goals for the year. The AFBF board approved its 2019 strategic action plan following delegate action during the organization's 100th annual convention in New Orleans. AFBF will use the goals as a guide for strategic planning and grassroots activity throughout 2019. The 5 top issues are the 116th Congress, build relationships to educate and work with members of Congress with support from Farm Bureau's grassroots leaders and lobbying programs to promote policies that benefit farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Agricultural labor, enact legislation that helps farmers and ranchers meet their labor needs. Infrastructure, work for greater investment in rural and agricultural infrastructure, including broadband internet access, rural roads and bridges, inland waterway locks and dams, seaports, and agricultural research. Regulatory reform, work for reform of the rulemaking process to ensure that federal rules are supported by science and created in a transparent manner, while identifying specific regulations and regulatory opportunities that improve the ability of farmers and ranchers to remain productive and competitive. Trade, defend and expand trade opportunities for U.S. agriculture. AFBF supports 2 Senate bills designed to give farmers and ranchers relief from the health insurance tax. When the HIT goes into effect, it will add significantly to the cost of health insurance for self-employed individuals. While Congress has delayed implementation of the tax through 2019, Pat Wolf, AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations, warned in a recent interview that the tax will be in full force in 2020. It will add $500 to the average cost of health insurance for each self-employed person. According to Wolf, the thing that's most helpful right now is to get those co-sponsors for the bills. Any farmer, rancher, or citizen of the United States who cares about these issues should call their representatives and their senators and ask them to co-sponsor the bills. If you are confused about the future path of the general economy, you are by no means alone. The jobs report for January indicated the economy added 304,000 new jobs with a total employment at 150.6 million, up 1.9% from the prior year levels. It also revised the December numbers, dropping 90,000 slots from the originally reported 312,000 to 222,000. Still, the average monthly jobs gain over the last 3 months of 2018 was 241,000, which, along with the more than 300,000 additional positions for the first month of 2019, is a respectable showing. The Agriculture Department administers several conservation programs with an emphasis on voluntary land retirement programs, working lands programs, and conservation easements. Land retirement programs provide payments to agricultural landowners for temporary changes in land use or management with the goal of conserving soil, water, and wildlife resources. Working lands programs allow private land to remain in production while providing a cost share and technical assistance to implement various conservation practices and address natural resources concerns specific to the area. While farmers and ranchers are already good stewards of water and land, the 2018 Farm Bill expands the public-private partnership to increase conservation initiatives with the goal of further improving water quality, wildlife habitats and populations, as well as protecting other natural resources. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering 1 $1,500, 1 $1,000, and 7 $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 22nd. Questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. Trucking regulations can be complicated, and farm exemptions compound that problem. Seems everyone has a different answer to your question. Come join us at noon on Tuesday, March 5th at M&M Service Company's Carlinville North facility to find out what you need to know. We're hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws, old and new, specifically for farmers. We'll introduce you to new rules, remind you of the old ones that still apply, and help you figure out whether exemptions are available. Throughout it all, you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions that everyone seems to have an opinion about, but no one can agree on an answer. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund and Kirby Wagner, who specialize in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau. And they'll provide take-home materials covering these topics. Tom Wise, Illinois Department of Transportation, will be doing a mock inspection to help you prepare your truck for the road. The seminar and lunch is free to Farm Bureau members and M&M Service Country patrons, courtesy of M&M Service Company, Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee, and the Illinois Farm Bureau. But advance registration is required to help plan for the meal. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road Seminar. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.